Asking for Help, Tuesday, September 24th. Happy birthday, Jillian. I want to shout out to my most beautiful godchild. Honor of this millennial I love so much. And I'm not even sure if she's a millennial. Talk about that in another podcast. I'm going to talk about asking for help in honor of Jillian's birthday. Okay. I really hate asking for help. For a long time, I didn't even like strangers helping me open a door. Boy, was I dumb. I had to get older to get smarter. And that's not very nice. I'm Gloria Moraga.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
So yes, I'm a feminist. I still believe in woman power. I love women. I love men. I love humanity. But I believe women are the stronger sex. We are strong and resilient and can do almost anything a man can do. I didn't want help. I can do it myself. That's a favorite phrase of mine. I will do it myself. Here are some other phrases I like to say to push people away from trying to help me. I can handle it. I can do it. I'm fine. Don't think I can't because I can. Don't think I can't because I'm a woman or because I'm a woman of color or because I have a limp when I walk. As I got older, I had to begin admitting to myself that I really do need help. It's a cold, hard, sad day when you must admit that you just can't do it. You can't do what you once easily could do. It is all part of the aging process. I'm not happy I'm getting older, but I'm happy I'm not dead. And old age, as actress Bette Davis once said, is not for sissies. When I was having trouble with my leg brace and had difficulty walking, my physical therapist said, "You must ask for help." I said, "No, I don't want help and I don't want to ask for help." And he said, "Go out there and try asking people to help you." "I don't want to be pitied," I replied. "You know," he said, "when someone offers to help you and you turn them down, you are rejecting their offer. It's rude. People are offering you a hand and you are, in effect, slapping it away." "No, not at all," I argued. But I didn't have anything else to say about that because I thought, he's right. You make people feel better when you accept help. The therapist went on, "You make them feel better when you accept help. They are happy to help you and you get the support you need." Bull, I thought. Shit. "Please try it, Gloria," he said. "You need the help." And so I did. And it was a disaster. Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. All right, here's why I didn't work at first. I worked for two horrible people. They were trying to bully me out of my job. They would give me these impossible assignments. I was a video producer. They would not assign anyone, any sort of support staff, interns, any kind of help for me to carry all my camera gear. In order to do a video shoot, I needed a camera, batteries, lights, mics, tripod, camera bag, and various assorted batteries and other items. I really had too much gear to carry with no help. Now, let me be honest and fair. Other people in the office had help. When I asked some of the guys in my office just to help me, they refused. They did it in a nice way, but they wouldn't do it. They weren't told not to help me, but it was understood that I was not to be supported or given help. I made an official request to Human Resources for a motorized cart to help me carry the gear. The official response was no. We only provide the motorized carts for disabled students. But all the different offices have designated carts, I said. Oh, your office must request the cart. For some reason, my boss didn't want to request the cart from me. Basically, He wanted me to quit. More on that story at another time. This is not about that. In the 2 years since leaving the two college boss bullies, I have slowly but surely learned to ask for help. And you know what? It's wonderful. I love it. And I'm embracing it because I have to. I don't have any other choice. I recently fell and had to have surgery. In the last 2 weeks, I have had three friends come and visit me and bring me food and Diet Coke and cupcakes. In the past, when they called, when they heard I was sick, or the last time I fell, I said, no, I'm fine. I have everything I need. My daughter is taking care of me. That was a lie. I mean, yes, my daughter was taking care of me, but I could have used some extra help. This time, I decided to say yes. Please come and visit. Let's have lunch or let's just talk. Can you bring me a cupcake? I asked one of my cousins to come and take my shower door down so I could get into the shower. He did. We had a great visit. It was so nice to see him that afternoon. My girlfriend brought me a giant lasagna, bread, and a case of Diet Coke. Another friend brought me cupcakes. My sister visited and cooked for me for a week. The best part of that week was talking with and seeing my beloved sister. My niece bought me roses. My daughter has done everything for me. I feel great seeing people. I saw Kim, the friend who brought the food. And when I saw all the food, I quoted a line from Steel Magnolias. Bringing food is just a gesture. You don't have to feed me for life. But the good part of accepting visitors and help is it felt great and feels great to see people, to talk to them. Stephanie, who's my niece Caroline's best friend, is a wonderful, brilliant, beautiful woman. We talked for a couple of hours. It was great to have a conversation with a young, smart career woman who loves politics and education and baseball. These are all my passions as well. As I write this and I say this, I feel happy that I've connected to some of these people. I'm grateful to have the one-on-one conversations with them and the help. I know they felt good too. And here is how I know. Because of Jillian, my godchild. Jillian is a strong, independent young woman. She is 19 today. She's working, going to school, paying for her car and other necessities of life. When I ask her if she needs anything, just in general, she always says, I'm okay. If I need anything, I can buy it myself. And I shout, Jillian, let me do something for you. I love you. I want to support you. And she always hesitates. I texted her and said, what do you want for your birthday? I can send you money via Venmo. She said, that would be great. I can use it. Gas is expensive. And you know what? I felt great. I'm happy she is accepting my birthday money without an argument. Then she texted me back. I might color my hair with your money. Yay, I thought. Yes, do something nice for yourself. You've done something nice for me. I offered you my hand and you didn't slap it away. You embraced it. It feels good. So if you need it, ask for help in every way. At work, if you're working on a project, at home, if you just need help with the kids, making dinner, cooking, being exhausted, cleaning, dealing with crummy bosses, dealing with bullies, there's help, my friends. There's help out there. Sometimes you just have to ask. You're gonna like it, and you will make the person you ask feel good. I'm Gloria Moraga, asking for help. Please subscribe and comment. I need you.